Leanna Crawford, such a great song there. You know, when you really take a look, you can see God working and moving in our lives every single day. It is Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth, and it is that time of the morning where I pray I can see God as we play the What Day Is It game, because I need to see an answer today.
You enjoy this game.
I do.
Yeah.
It's fun.
You like it better when you get it.
Of course. Yeah, because I'm highly competitive.
You got it yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. So what are you complaining about?
Well, I got to complain about something.
I like it better when you don't get it. Okay,
of course. See?
The What Day Is It game, I take a look at the list of all the weird holidays that are every single day of the year. And there are a lot this week.
Oh,
like there's some.
Yeah.
I didn't even do Fat Tuesday on this list because obviously, Tuesday is today mm-hmm. and Mardi Gras today. But anyway,
yeah.
So on this list, so today, again, two of these are real. One of them's fake. Beth and you are going to try to guess which day is the fake day.
Mm-hmm.
We got Galentine's Day.
Yeah.
Basically, if real, devised by a TV character for just a day for women to hang out together. Because
mm-hmm.
yeah, Galentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got National Chocolate Syrup Day. Delightful occasion dedicated to indulging in the rich and velvety goodness of chocolate syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And World Radio Day,
proclaimed
at the 36th session of the UNESCO General Conference in 2011, supposedly.
Okay.
One of these days isn't real.
Yeah.
I feel like you might already know about one of them.
I'm pretty sure today is Galentine's Day.
You think?
Day.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Not that I have taken part in the holiday. I just think I remember the television episode where this was.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
That's a show I haven't really watched much, but anyway.
Yeah, I didn't watch it myself. I just think I remember seeing this.
Okay.
And it might have been on more than one television show.
Okay, my spread. It's not a bad idea. Ladies celebrating ladies hanging out together.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we do. Anywho, I'm going to feel bad. One way or the other, if I get this wrong.
Okay.
Because all three of these days are awesome in my book.
Uh-huh.
National Chocolate Syrup Day. What person hasn't gone to their refrigerator, opened up the door, taken the bottle of chocolate syrup, and just poured it right into their mouth?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. Now, my question is, who hasn't taken the empty bottle of chocolate syrup, washed it out, put water in it, and used that as the water bottle when they go to the gym?
That's a great move there. Yeah, I'm hydrating.
Gluck, 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 gluck. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's a good plan. I've had those days. And then World Radio Day.
Yeah. It's like a day made for us.
It's a day made for us.
Yeah.
I should know this one. If I don't, I'm going to feel like a really poor radio professional, you know?
Well, since you don't automatically know it, then
I'm a poor radio
Well, unless it's not real, I guess it's true.
I would think there would be
we'll
one.
We'll see. We'll
I
see.
Don't know. Oh, so I think I'm going to have to take the path of least resistance on this.
Okay, all right.
And I'm going to have to say you made up National Chocolate Syrup Day. Thank you.
No problem. Two days in a row.
Oh.
I will say that chocolate makes this game fun because you love it so much.
I do. I really do.
We always say there's one food one every day. Maybe we should always have a chocolate.
That would be absolute torture. Thank you very much.
We won't do that.
Okay.
We won't do that. Well done. We'll play again tomorrow.
All right. So all the ladies are going to go out
and
celebrate Galentine's Day.
And listen to the radio.
And listen to the radio as they do.
And if they have chocolate syrup, it's not really that day, but get ready for tomorrow.
We can still call it. I like it.
Here's Holy Forever, Chris Tomlin, Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.